corn growers and ethanol producers may get some good news soon, according to Iowa's senior senator. Republican Chuck Grassley says President Donald Trump was surprised that his decision to exempt 31 refineries from their ethanol obligations generated so much opposition. Grassley and others met at the White House last week and presented a plan to correct that problem. Waived gallons from small refineries would need to be reassigned to someone else. Grassley says the White House also had its own proposal. Grassley says he's waiting to celebrate until the Environmental Protection Agency makes the agreement public, in case it changes between now and then. Sioux City is trying to relocate an historic World War II chapel and housing for airmen. The Federal Aviation Administration says they don't fit with the land use of the Sioux Gateway Airport. An agreement approved yesterday starts a process to find a place to move the structures. Sioux City Councilman Dan Moore says he's personally taken an interest in preserving the chapel and would like to see a project that would be open to the public.
We want it to be dedicated to the service people that took the risk. Some, many gave their lives for the freedom that we have today. So we want to preserve that, but we need to do it with quality. We've got to make sure it's done well and that it's maintained over the years.
A loosely formed nonprofit has shown an interest in maintaining the chapel and putting it to use. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.